raised plenty of effort, but unfortunately not the right result.
Yeah, well, disappointed. Two sloppy goals to concede. I thought first half and half, I thought it was brilliant. Movement off the ball, you know, composure on the ball, controlling the tempo of the game. I think if Terry Galbraith's header goes in, 2-0, great save from the keeper, just the whole game changes. But for me, we've just got to look at that first half an hour and see how good that we played, and just cut out the basic errors that we made.
There was signs of a very fruitful partnership between you and Simon Ainge. You can see the understanding that's developing there between you.
Yeah, it's not just that. It's me, Ainge, and Nico. Just, you know, we're all dovetailing off each other, the movement off all three of us. So, you know, Ainge's a big lad, he's a big target man, and, you know, he's good with the ball at his feet, he's good with the ball in the air, and he's off the mark with, for me, an unbelievable header. That's what he's about. So, it's like I say, it's just getting to know each other, play more games that we all play together, the better we'll become. I think everyone's just disappointed because it's the first game of the season. You know, a really good crowd that's come out and supported us today. You know, and we've not come away with the 3 points. But for me, you just got to look at that first half an hour and take the positives out of that.
Was there a foul on Johnny Madison for the equaliser?
I don't know, I think it's hard to say. I think the referee said that he had bumped into his own player on the line. So I haven't asked Maddo, to be fair, what went on. But, you know, I think there was a couple of times the ref could have given fouls. You know, the one on me, elbow in my face in the box, that should be a penalty. Ainge's just getting manhandled all game, and, you know, and the ref don't give it. But you're going to get that in this league with referees. So, you know, we've just got to play our own game.
The Ben O'Hanlon red card, did you see that as a red or a yellow?
I don't personally, but apparently the ref said that he's moved his arm towards, but Ben's tried to swivel and block the shot, you know, as he's turned and it's hit his hand. If that's deliberate, then the game's gone. But like I said, the ref, I think he just completely lost the game in the last 30 minutes. He's a young referee that probably hasn't had much experience, and you could tell that today. But we're going to get it. We had the referees the same last season. We've just got to play our own game. We had a chance to equalise with Tommy Elliott's chance. You know, we take that, and we don't talk about the ref. So it's just one of them. He's an easy target, isn't he? But you just need consistency over the pitch.
Got to bounce back now on Tuesday night, and you enjoyed yourself at Spaniel last season, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, it's big games no matter who we play, but the fact that it's, you know, a local derby, you know, I'm guessing their first home game of the season, yeah. So I think there'll be a big crowd, and like I say, hopefully Tomo's back and he keeps that good curse up that he's got against them by not losing in 7 years. So, but no, we're looking forward to it. Look, the lads are down there in the changes, but like I said, that first half an hour, if you watch the highlights and you was here to witness it, you know, we played some brilliant football, and it kind of shows what we're about. We just got to keep that up over the whole 90 minutes.